Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul glow, baby.
I'm Alex Jones.
I'm your boy Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Rye.
And we are the guys next door.
Ooh. Oh, you happy that I'm here?
Yeah.
I see that.
I'm back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
All right, so if you are hearing this, Ryan is currently in Africa. No, probably. I'm lying. If you're hearing this, Ryan just getting back from Africa.
Probably.
No?
He's always
you're staying in Africa?
On his way.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm in Brooklyn right now.
Talk about it.
We are all in Brooklyn. We are in the great city of Brooklyn, New York.
You heard?
You know, shout out to Brooklyn for giving Christopher Frank White Wallace his...
Woo!
His shit.
You heard?
Yeah, you know I mean, it's
shout out to
Christopher
him,
Wallace Way.
That's yeah. A fact.
And shout out to all listeners. Shout out to the neighborhood. We appreciate
yeah, shout
that.
Shout out to all of y'all. I mean, we in Brooklyn right now, but you know, we all around the world, man.
Yeah.
And we
uptown,
appreciate
downtown,
y'all.
Around town.
Switzerland.
You know. Shout out to my man Mitch.
My man Mitch.
From uptown, downtown, just around
got,
town.
Just got out. Free.
So you're the gold BBS's. Gold BBS's. Yo, we gotta have Busy B on here.
Yeah.
I just want him to talk just like that.
That's fine.
So Busy B, how'd you start? Well. It started once upon a time. But we do appreciate y'all continuing to listen and continue to support us. Like we say, your engagement means everything. So keep supporting us, keep posting us, and we're gonna keep posting y'all to Instagram and take our accounts away.
Hold on. We have something that we never did before, but uh-oh. I would love to do this.
What are we about to do? This is a surprise to all of us, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
What you talking about?
The voice messages.
Oh, yes,
Anchor.
On Anchor. Because we are on Anchor, there's an opportunity, there's a way to leave voice, but it's plugged into his thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
You guys can leave us voicemails. Leave us voicemails on the Anchor app. So, why not? Today, we feel good enough. It's all about y'all. Let's do it.
Let's see what we got. Let's find one. Let me see. This is one. I think it's because naturally all of us have a tendency to run towards the drama. Somebody wrote in one, says a bad podcast. I want to see what this says.
It's nothing. I listen to it. It's like a little kid.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It ain't shit.
Fuck y'all.
Deadass. We don't got no energy if you don't like us.
Mentor and mentee. Hold on. Mentor and mentee dialogue. They gave us a thumbs up. Let me see. Let's see what this one says.
Hey guys, next door. It's me, Juanita, from the One Talk Show. Check it out. I was listening to your pod on, and I call them pods, on mentees and mentorship. And that's really good talk, yo. Really good talk. Because being a mentee, becoming a mentor is serious. You know, you do have to take responsibility on what you dispense and who you, how, you know, depending on what the situation is, determines what you really need to help somebody with. So I appreciate you guys, you know, stepping out and saying what you say, doing what you do. Sounds good. Really good. Really good intellectual shit. So hit me up. Send me a message. The One Talk Show. I'm on right now a twin flame journey. But my whole premise is to become a positive, motivational speaking philanthropist. So I appreciate what you guys are doing. And send me a message.
She got cut off. Juanita from The One Podcast, we appreciate you. And
thank you, Queen.
Thank you, Queen.
Appreciate
you. We thank you for being a part of the neighborhood and hope that you continue to listen. And
your ass better listen. What else you gonna do?
Let's see.
What else we got?
We could do one more. Hell, you could choose one.
All right.
Everybody choose one.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's kind of like... You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Very true. It's like Russian roulette.
Well, I fuck with it. Online dating works or not, from Betty Compress.
Hey, guys. Awesome podcast. I wanted to ask you a question to see if you can answer it. The question would be,
sexy little
what do you guys think about online dating? Are you with it? Are you not with it? Do you like it? What do you think? Here's a question from the Big Heart Club. Bye.
She from Uptown.
Shout out to the Big Heart Club.
I can hear the hoop in the background.
Wow. Oh, I like that.
She's definitely Big Heart Club.
That just made me want hoop.
Online dating? Can we answer our question?
Yeah.
Believe in all? I mean,
Twitter's lit.
I mean, as of right now, yes. This world is based off of,
Social media.
So 9 times out of 10, a good percent of relationships are met on Twitter or Instagram or any dating service. So yes, I believe that can happen.
That's the reason.
Have you ever met any girls online?
I have. I think we all have. You know, there's a lot of. I don't know. Okay. Relax. Don't start no shit on being, bitch. Alright.
I've definitely met girls.
Why you always want to attack us? You always get mad at us.
All three of us have definitely met girls
off the internet. Not saying we did anything with them, but we have met girls from the internet. So I'm not putting it in a dating perspective.
Everybody has not dated somebody,
but we've met girls. So if we've met them online, there's a whole bunch of people who have dated them because of online.
For a fact.
Shout out to Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, they got you know, Christian Mingle. They got
Twitter and Instagram, the best dating app. Been the best dating apps running 10 years.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Ain't a better dating app than Twitter and Instagram.
I'll give you that.
I'll give you that.
They have the best numbers. Has the best numbers.
Best interaction.
Best numbers.
You know exactly who you're dealing with.
Yep. Best numbers. They put numbers on the board.
Now, before we jump in this, got to thank you guys and got to make sure you guys know the business. So, as always, make sure you follow us at guysnextdoor_ on Instagram. Make sure if you want to continue the conversation on Twitter,
hashtag
guys next door, not boys next door,
none
not
of that
guys
bullshit.
Over there, not men next door, guys next door. Get it the fuck together.
Jesus
Last
please.
But not least, if you have a letter that you want to be read, on air, need you to do 3 things for me. Number
What's
one,
the three?
You got to email guysnextdoor123 at gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Number two, in the subject line, you're going to specify if this is for hashtag canoodle corner or if this is for you. Now, if this is for you, you have to put what? Your own fake name in the subject line.
Talk about it.
Or we're going to say the name that you give us because your anonymity is none of my business.
Nope.
And last but not least, if you are asking for relationship advice, I need
uh-huh.
you to send a picture of yourself and the person you're talking about. Because I need to know if I'm giving you fat girl advice, if I'm giving you skinny girl advice, ugly girl advice, pretty girl advice, ugly nigga advice, fat nigga advice. I need to know. These things are important. So you do those 3 things, your question might get answered today
mm-hmm.
or tomorrow. Or one of these episodes. I promise you, a lot of your questions and letters are going to get answered today. Promise you. Fellas.
Talk to me.
What's good?
I'm good, my
chilling, man. I'm chilling, man.
Everybody good? Everybody's mental health is good?
Yeah.
We're a little tired, but definitely tired.
I'm not going to hold you, man. God is good, man. God is good. Your boy just... Uh-oh. Your boy just got cast for another show, man.
More money up the tank.
More money.
Niggas just got cast.
So where we gotta travel?
IMDb, run it up.
Let's run it up.
Where we gotta travel to?
We gonna be shooting in Richmond, Virginia. We gonna be out there.
Take a trip.
Yeah, we gonna be out in Richmond for a little bit. So I need y'all to. We gonna move next door. Down the block.
So we're gonna get an RV.
Yeah, we're gonna get an RV. We're gonna do a family trip down to Virginia.
Ooh, we're taking a family trip. Yeah. I'm with it.
Going on a trip
on my favorite rocket ship.
Hey.
I remember that shit, little eyes though.
Hey.
Little light shine.
Hey. Oh, fuck it up, Ron. Fuck it up, Ron. Hey. Fuck it up. Hey. Fuck it up. Hey. Fuck it.
DJ Sammy Productions. Hey. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. Going through the sky. Little Einstein. Climb aboard. Get ready to explore. There's so much to find. Little Einstein. Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. Let's jump right into it. When was the last time you had to tell yourself, I fucked up?
Ooh.
When was the last time you had to be honest with yourself and say, I fucked up?
Wow.
Any
situation, not just relationship, just any situation.
We just going to jump right into that?
Right into it. Why play with it?
The last time I said I fucked up. I left my passport at the airport.
I really hate this.
My passport
I'm
at
talking
home.
About accountability. You just, idiot.
Yo, like, I said anything. Nigga said anything.
Bro, I didn't. I
my last fuck up. My last fuck up was.
All right. And an accountability.
I got to the airport.
Situation.
I left my passport there and I had to go back home and I missed my flight.
Okay. Now, I meant from like an accountability standpoint. Okay. When was the last time you had to look in the mirror and say, I fucked up?
I'll let one of y'all go first. So I got to think of this.
No, you jumped. So
but
now
I don't know right now.
Okay. Matt, when was the last time?
The last time I felt, you said I felt like I had to be accountable, right?
Yeah, I said, yo, Matt, you fucked up.
That I fucked up. I honestly say it often, and a lot of times it may not even be me fucking up, but it's just how I am naturally. When it comes to relationships, I am always the person who will point the finger at myself first.
Mm.
I will apologize and then try to figure out what I did wrong, which a lot of times gets me more mad because once I figure out that I didn't do anything wrong, I'm like, bitch, you had me apologizing to myself for what? But, I am naturally, a person who understands that as a man, or just at not nah, I hate to put it in those terms and generalize it as like men fuck up and all that. No,
right.
People fuck up. So as a person, I know that I fuck up, and I know that a lot of times I don't take other people's feelings into account when I'm moving or doing things that I do. So again, I apologize. It's like I apologize first and then try to figure out what the problem is afterwards.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan? Figured out something yet?
Yes.
What about you, Mouse Jones? When's the last time you had to say that you fucked up? Because it seems like you don't do it often.
Mr. Know-It-All.
I really want to know who you work for sometimes.
Now that's just taking the table.
Oh, that's funny now, right? Yeah, that's crazy.
Woo!
recently, actually. To your point, I feel like I do that. In my relationship, I do that a lot. Just to avoid, like I said, my dad always said, you know, you'd rather be ready to be happy. I'd always rather be happy. But yeah, I think most recently, there was a situation I probably had. Nothing happened, but it looked bad.
Damn, I'll be real with y'all. My phone rang.
Yeah!
Wow. We haven't had a guest in a long time.
Answer that. Don't wait it out.
I'm answering. It says connecting, but
nigga
the service
to
bad.
Yeah, you see how nigga try to wait it out?
It said connecting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wait. At least I keep it at a buck. I say fail.
Yo, and the way he looked down, I said, oh, shit.
It said fail.
I think technically you got to call it back.
technically.
The rules I feel of the like house. That's a, that feels like
new house. Technically, got, I mean, it's not new. I mean, it's like a continuation of a rule.
Cool.
Just
call him back.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Call him back.
But if you're not scared or nothing.
Ooh.
Me, pussy.
I didn't say I wouldn't say that, but I'm just saying if you were, wouldn't hold to get you.
Never been pussy. As y'all hear, it's ringing. Maybe it's just not the right time. Okay, it's over. Last time I had the, it might sound crazy, but it doesn't sound crazy at all. I was really drunk recently, and
which time?
Yeah, shit, crazy. Megan Thee Stallion.
Popping knock on my head. Door. What is going on? Will we, is she messing with Moneybag Yo right now?
I don't know. This is not that podcast. Right, cool, right? Cool, cool. It's a gossip show.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
But I know how Girl Summer is over.
It's not happening. Yeah. So look. I was drunk and I called a girl and I asked for a threesome. But I didn't even realize I did till the next day. She was upset. And I realized I didn't even know, so I had to apologize. And I took accountability for my actions. And I said, I apologize. That happened. I was in a different element. And I didn't even have a girl to have a threesome with. It was just me just talking shit. Because I did it. So I apologize.
Mm.
That was it.
Good man.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I think for me, like I was saying, sometimes some situations look bad. Because we allowed them to happen.
Very true.
Instead of, like, nothing happened or nothing may happen, but the situation just looked bad.
Yes.
So I was currently in a situation like that where I had a, you know, I could have sat here and defended myself all day.
And said I didn't do it.
Bro. I didn't do it. And if I wanted to do it, I could have did it. Nah.
Crazy.
It looked crazy. And I looked crazy because of my bad decision making. And for that, I had my lady looking a little crazy. So, you know, I fucked up. I had to say it to myself and to her, and yeah, I fucked up.
You know, that brings me to a very good...
You apologize?
Yeah.
Damn.
He did the Miles
Jones apology. I don't believe in apologies.
He did the Miles Jones apology.
But, like, I acknowledge that I fucked up. Yeah. I don't believe in apologies.
I'll put it this way. That's your way of apologizing.
Yeah.
No, it is not, because I don't apologize.
I've seen you apologize before.
To who?
Didn't you apologize on our live podcast?
To who?
To your lady.
I apologize?
No, he didn't apologize.
I acknowledge that I fucked up.
All right. So
yeah, there's a difference.
So listen, it actually brings me to a topic that we were talking about before we jumped on. So a week or two ago, mm-hmm. on the Red Table Talk.
Great TV.
Great television. Shout out to Mama Jada.
Jada Pinkett, can we have you on Guys Next Door? Please. I know you're not a guy, but please. Can you come on, please?
We would love you to be our den mother.
Oh, please.
My goodness.
That'd be
oh my goodness.
That would be so fire.
You could bring Will. You could bring the whole fam if you want.
You could bring Willow. Will could just say, wow. For like 30 minutes. We'll take it.
We'll take it. No, but on the joint, we were seeing that there was a clip that's floating around now, mm-hmm. again, about infidelity, mm-hmm. and how it's not the only or the worst thing that you can do in a relationship.
Mm.
Like the only thing that could make you essentially like I fucked up. So
I was amazed that there were. That was a panel full of women saying that.
Honestly, that's why I'm so glad that we're talking about it now, because this is something that we usually talk about, mm-hmm. like the levels of fucking up, I guess, in a relationship,
right?
And a lot of the majority of it isn't cheating. Like it's not the end all be all a lot of times, even for guys. So it's
yeah, you know, I'm not every guy.
But say,
everybody different.
Everybody different.
Niggas different.
Everybody different. But you know, it made me think, and it made me start to ask the question, like, what are things other than infidelity that are detrimental to your relationship?
To me, cheating is very high up there. But I also think that's because I'm broke.
So you think? I think. So you think if you had more bread, it would be a different conversation?
I think that perspective comes from. I think when we talk about what they were talking about, I think they simplified it a little bit. I think you have to look at that from like three or four different layers, right?
Okay.
So the first one is economics, socioeconomics, right?
Yes.
I think rich people have more to worry about than putting their quote unquote all into a relationship or like wrapping themselves so, not putting their all, but wrapping themselves so tentatively into another person.
Okay.
Right? So I think because of that, with poor people, all we have is our relationship. Our relationship is our most important thing. That is the most rewarding thing to us.
Okay.
So I think there, and so with that, that bleeds right into the third thing, which is the entitlement. There's an entitlement that people have. People believe they possess other people. And so when you look at it like that, then obviously a betrayal such as infidelity is going to be earth-shattering. Because you wrapped yourself so fully into this person, and then they betray you.
Yeah.
For me, cheating is, like I said, I'm broke. So cheating is number one. If you cheat on me, it is quiet. It's over. It's a dub.
Correct.
It's a, like, we don't even got to talk about nothing else. Even if it looked like cheating.
Are we too, is it because of the age and the place that we are in life?
It's always been like that. I don't have it in me.
I've taken back before, so I can't. But I'm not saying I would do it right now. I think I'm in a different place that when I do settle down, it's like, it's over. Like, I think I'm going to settle down with a woman that understands me and my lifestyle. And we go.
Do you think the next one is the one?
It may be.
I hope so. But I can't put a time, a date, or...
I'm saying the next one.
But the reason why I say time and date, because I can get one soon, but it just might not be the time to settle down.
Gotcha.
So, from what I know about myself now is when that happens, then it happens. Like
that.
But... I want a healthy relationship. I don't want an unhealthy one at all. I don't want anything toxic in my life right now because I feel like I'm in a good place right now.
Bring the toxicity.
But yeah, if the next one comes around, whoever that is, then I would hope for it to be the last. But or my ideal situation is I hope she would. Never mind.
Anyway. So again, it makes me ask.
Cheating is super high up there for me.
Yes.
Also disrespect.
There's a lot of times, and I think it's because there's a quote that I have on my computer, and I've had this on my computer since I bought this computer. It says, if you love a flower, don't pick it up, because if you pick it up, it dies and ceases to be what you loved. So if you love a flower, let it be, because love is not about possession. Love is really about appreciation. Now, with that mindset, since then, I've learned to stop myself from, I guess, the social norms of this is mine or that. For lack of a better term, that pussy mine or this woman mine or whatever. It's right.
Motto.
Yeah, it's not yours. It's just your turn.
That's a fact.
Dead ass.
It ain't yours. It is just your turn.
So
want to play a game?
No, but again, it's. I think I'm learning not to possess anything. So I understand that you have to appreciate something for what it is and pour into it and try to watch what you love grow. That's what love actually is. That's what a healthy love is supposed to look like. But when it comes to disrespect, right? Again, I said all of that just to be on some like, because I don't possess anybody, cheating isn't as high up on my joint as if you keep it a buck with me. Cool.
Right.
Like,
right.
You, I just don't want you to lie to me. Don't lie to me. Don't disrespect. Like, lying and disrespect are two very, very high things on my.
Oh yeah, you lie once, you gotta go.
If you can lie to me, you can steal from me.
Could do anything.
Real.
If you
rap.
Can lie to me and to the fact that I believed it, you could really. You feel
like,
what I'm saying?
How like, good you gotta be.
You know how good. I mean, that's women in general.
Right.
But I kind of have a sense for liars, just a little bit.
Same.
where I can kind of sometimes, most of the time, tell. Like, throughout the years, I've learned that. But, nah. If you lie, it's all, what could you do with a liar?
Nothing. Move
just,
the fuck
just
on.
Move on. Just lie. I don't know. I don't know about you, Mac, but I can't deal with it. I don't know about
lie,
you.
Lying, like, disrespect, and cheating, like, that all... Like, I can't take somebody, like, disrespect. Like, because I deal with you in such a specific way that you're not ever going to feel disrespected by me. So if I'm feeling disrespected by you, we going to have an issue playing.
Church.
Like, don't call me no bitch. Don't call me no pussy. Hold on.
Don't tell
me to suck. Don't invite me to your non-existent dick. It's going to be a problem. Don't hang up on me.
What?
There's women to this day I walk by like I do not know because they hung up on me once. Like, disrespectful. You're literally telling me what I have to say does not matter to you.
I hate that shit. That shit hasn't happened to me in a very, very, very long
time. And I don't even get, like, I give you a heads up. I lay all this on the table first time we hang out. So if you hang up on me, that means you don't care. Now you super don't care what I have to say.
Definitely don't.
Because I gave you a head up.
I don't think she cared from jump.
So you hung up on me, boom. So we never got talking. We never got talking.
Don't call back.
Y'all was in a room with me.
I know.
And that was behind hanging up.
Spicy.
Niggas was panicking.
Spicy.
I get it. But I get it, but I don't wanna get it too much because I don't want that.
Yeah.
Feel me? Because the shit that you talk about should be happening.
Yeah, man.
I'm good. I don't want. Don't.
That ain't no problem.
Don't hang up on me.
Just don't call back.
Don't disrespect me.
Cause I wouldn't disrespect. That thing is, if you disrespect somebody, please be prepared to be disrespected
right back.
And it might come back 10 times harder than you.
I don't even put myself in that situation. Me neither.
But I'm not saying I gotta be from you.
I get that. I'm just saying.
You can crush your man out, hang up, and you go to work and you fired.
That's a fact. That's energy.
Now it's just. You put it out there. You put that negativity out there, and now it's back on you.
The funniest shit is that especially when it comes to disrespect, right? Some people, especially your significant other, they expect to be able to take jabs or throw jabs, and for you to just sit back and take them.
And that's fine. I could do that. Just don't disrespect me.
No. That's what I'm talking about. There's a disrespectful fine line jabs.
Between you flipping and you being disrespectful. And I tell my girl all the time, like, you could flip. Especially if I'm wrong, you could flip. Like, I don't want to control your emotions. I don't want to be that guy. But I'm still a man at the end of the day, and there's going to be a certain way that I'm going to be spoken to. Same way when I'm mad at you, I'm going to speak to you
in a specific manner.
You're going to know I'm upset, but I'm not going to disrespect you.
Another thing is in public.
I think that all goes under, like, disrespect, right? Like, if you don't know the difference.
I had a recent situation.
You got flipped on in public?
It was an attempt to flip.
Oh.
And I had to shut the shit down. Like, yo, first of all, we're in public. Second of all, you're not my girl. But most importantly, one over the other, this is not a situation we talk about in public around anyone.
Mm.
If you have a problem and you have an issue, let's talk about this when we're alone and we'll get over it. And if we can't get over it, cool. But at least we were civilized. We did it in a civilized manner. The minute you try to violate me in public.
Oh, yeah, I'm on your head.
Now, I can really violate you. But I choose not to. I was a bigger man in a situation, and I looked and I said, this is not is a time and a place for everything, and this is neither or. And I walked away.
I think any time that's been, it was really crazy.
People was looking at me like this. It wasn't to the point where it was like, what the fuck? It was just like, it was just enough for me to be like, yo, there's people here. Nobody knows nothing about what me and you have. So let's keep it that way before it really blows out of proportion and you really dislike me.
Yeah, I think when no of those situations, those public situations I ever tried to arise, I'm quick to leave, so that'd be the worst. Like, oh, you flipping by yourself because I'm not even there, so.
Oh, wow. You flipping by yourself. I mean, you know.
You got too much dip on your chip.
All day. You got the whole bag all by yourself because I'm not here. So perfect example. So perfect
perfect leeway, segue. What am I? Come on.
One of those.
We're working here.
Yeah, we are
working people.
She's tired.
I'm tired as hell.
Yeah.
I'm tired as hell. So, how do you guys deal with infidelity? Do you view it as a, do you view it, not at the end all, but do you view it as a representation of that person? Or are you able to compartmentalize and diagnose if it's a one-time thing or whatever the case may be?
At this age right now, no. It's like you knew what she was doing. And if I was the right person for you, you wouldn't have did it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like
or at least you wouldn't have found out.
Yeah, I wouldn't find out. Just don't bring your dirt home. What I don't know is not going to hurt me. But the minute I find out, I feel like you've been doing it since we met. So as if you want the relationship, most of the times it's us saying we don't want a relationship. More than them. I mean, it's a new day and age, so it kind of could be 50-50. But if that's what's said, then cool. But if you put your minds together and be like, yo, I think we should be together, and you accept that, you should know that comes with
being whatever faithful, it comes with.
Whatever it comes with. And if you bring it to my doorstep and I find out about it,
oh, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So it's easier said than done, obviously, but I guess the moral of the story is if you're not ready
keep
for
your
it.
Goddamn legs closed.
Yeah, if you're not ready for it, don't hop into it.
Ooh, good double entendre. Don't even ask me how.
You should.
I like that. What about you, man?
Is it an end all be all? Or like,
is it a representation of them, who they are as a person? Or are you able to see this as a bad decision?
I think now. I don't know. I've been feeling mad weirdly enlightened lately. Ramadan. Reading like crazy.
You back eating ass?
Yep. Yeah. I am. I'm right
ass
back.
Ass is back on the menu?
Ass is right back on the menu.
I got a question. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's definitely
is it pork. Booty pork?
It ain't pork. That thing ain't pork, man.
I just want to know the booty pork.
That's the name of this episode.
It's booty pork.
Booty pork.
Booty pork. Mm-hmm. I got a question. I'm sorry. I don't want to go off the subject.
Go ahead.
But how long? Ramadan is how many days?
30 days.
30 days. So you can't drink. You can't eat drink, in certain hours.
Can't eat. Well, you can't drink liquor at all. You can't smoke anything at all. No weed, no hookah, no nothing. Can't smoke anything at all, and you can't have
not
sex.
Not even smoke the boots.
Yeah.
Not even smoke yourself.
You can't get yourself out the way
damn,
either.
30,
no sex
30
for
days.
30 days.
So when you broke that.
Yeah.
Did you let out a demon? Like, was that? Because you was backed up for 30 days and 30 nights.
All I know is we didn't talk to Mac that whole day.
We definitely didn't. So hold on, but the crazy thing, right? So the day that Ramadan ended, Shorty was just coming back from work. Like she was out, she was OT, and she just got back from work the day after Ramadan ended, and so she was working, she was doing this. So we didn't really get a chance to kick it for a couple days after, and like you know how it's like you at the gym. They tell you, okay, you're doing 3 sets of 15. You get to that last one, you do that 15. He's like, all right, give me 3 more. And it's like, nigga, I ain't got it.
I don't have it.
I wish I could give it to you. I don't have it. So I'm pushing these other days out, waiting. And finally, I get to the crib. And she's on some like, yo, like, so I mean, like, so what's up? Like, and this shit seemed like it was about to go down. And it did. And I'm not going to lie to you. First round went out like a lamb.
Yeah, of course.
2 seconds.
Did you put your dick in cold water?
Oh no, I didn't. I fucking should've.
You didn't fucking listen to White.
Damn, I didn't listen to White.
And I bet you didn't play no John P. Key.
I definitely didn't play no goddamn John P. Key. Definitely didn't play no goddamn John P. Key.
Nigga, don't be one to win, nigga. Wax beat you to out.
Hold on. So boom, went out like a lamb. Maybe like 3 pumps. Pop, pop, pop. Done. Nigga, I sound like an old school hip hop record. It's like a jumble sometimes. But I keep from going under.
Yeah, don't mention that nigga name around me. I hate that nigga Molly guy.
So you came. What's fast though?
It was fast, bro. Like, bro. And it was. Hold on. Definitely wasn't a minute. But it was because she topped me off first, and I was like. I call that the cheat move.
Because you started it up.
You started me up. It was about to go.
And then he stopped. And then you hopped on.
Jump on top. And it's like, I'm already here, bitch.
But you should just, yo, you should.
I can't
just,
even say I'm coming. I came.
You should just, bitch. You should just suck my soul.
You know I'm coming, right? I would tell you that before we got on. You know I'm about to come, right?
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
But your that had to be. Oh, so I'm saying.
Oh, you already know.
Did
that.
You go blind?
You already know that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, niggas ever gone blind? Yeah, that nut. You know, like, you can't see nothing.
You know that sheet was in that nigga butt.
Yo,
that nigga butt cheeks clenched all the sheet like, came off like, the bed.
Yo, you ever not seen nothing?
Yes.
Like dead blind. Like I
nigga,
can't
I'm
see
talking about.
Shit.
I don't see nothing for at least 30 seconds.
Yo, like, bro, hold like on, is this real?
Listen,
and your legs don't work.
Listen, first one, but this is the crazy part. It was like losing my virginity all over again. That first one dropped, my shit stayed rock. I said, oh. It was like one of those joints where it felt like fucking The Last Dragon. Where the nigga's like, who's the master? Put me in the water. I'm seeing my whole life flash before my eyes. She pulls my head back up. I'm like, I am.
Yo,
glow came around me.
Yo.
The glow came around me.
You had the glow.
Boy, when I tell you I put a hurting on this poor girl life, boy. Boy.
Oh, so you tried to tell me at first you pulled out the 22.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Damn. But
then he backed out the 4-5.
He backed out the 4-5. Oh, so like five.
Oh, you thought that was it?
Back like Jordan. We're hitting the 4-5.
What Snoop say when she bought the electronic nail gun?
Oh,
this the Cadillac of electric.
This the Cadillac.
So you blew it back up.
Oh yeah. It was as my man Kaz Fax says all the time.
Backshot mania.
It was backshot mania.
I was
going nuts. I swear to God, I wish I had a camera and a reporter in there just
but
to kind of
live from Magwell Bedroom. Oh, we got a runner.
Oh, we got a
Slumdog. Oh, he's been out of the game for 3 weeks. He's been out of the game for a month, but he's back in time.
Now, here's the thing, Ryan. When you're out that long, can that affect your game?
I don't know, John.
We'll see. We'll see.
No, Matt, you're Matt.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You can't be in this.
You're
talking about
you. All you hear is
I don't know. We seen KD. He came back a little early.
Right.
He got hurt.
Right, absolutely.
But can he last? KD was out 30 days. Matt was out 30 days. But can he last? Oh.
Didn't look like
oh my God! He's going. Oh, he's a stallion, a thoroughbred.
Oh, he's a stallion. Have I ever seen one?
Yo,
now that right there is form, people.
Black beauty.
Oh my God, bro! It was amazing. She was tight at me. She was like, we need another go.
Right,
I can't
right,
let you win.
Enough dick selling. Sorry. You're selling a lot of dick right now.
Sorry.
Selling a lot of dick. All right. Enough dick selling.
No, I was gonna say because y'all was talking about me eating ass. There's this lady.
Hold on, you ate ass that night too?
I definitely ate ass.
You ate pork on your tongue on this.
We are unsure. We have to have Zeus on here to let us know if pork is.
It definitely is, yo. One day after Ramadan, you was eating pork already.
Let's see.
FaceTime Zeus.
Let's see if Zeus is up.
That is crazy.
Zeus.
Damn. Nah, booty is definitely pork.
It can't be, bro. It ain't pork, bro. It ain't pork.
So what is it?
It ain't pork.
What is it?
That's not pork. That's pure, that's unmitigated beef. Like, that shit is like straight.
That's not, that's not.
So what, is it chicken?
That shit turkey.
No.
That shit turkey.
No, it's not turkey. That is definitely pork. I don't care who you calling.
That shit ain't the other white meat, I tell you that.
Ain't nobody, bro. I think we the only ones up.
That's a yo, all I'm going to say is it's pork. Listen this. If you think eating a booty is pork, please chime in when the episode comes out.
Let us know what you think. Matter of fact, don't even tell us. Just go on Instagram. Go
and
on
Twitter and put the
like,
pig.
Booty is pork.
And just put the pig. Put the pig.
You know what? I think, because we're running low on time, I think we should jump into some of the listener letters, because everybody's complaining how much they write in, and we only get to one.
All right.
So we're going to try and get through, let's try and get through three.
Do I get my corner today?
Yeah, we can get your corner.
I mean, I know they've been canoodling. So let's run through two letters. Two listener letters, and then
we'll go. Did we do this one yet?
Let me see. I really don't respect no pictures. Do we?
No, it is a picture.
Oh, I fuck with him.
We did not discuss him.
Let's do it.
First and foremost, we fuck with your energy. We read your shit before, and it was like, yeah, this is one of the neighbors that we fuck with. So, yo, what's up, niggas? Love your podcast.
All right, we're already starting there.
Love your podcast. Definitely in my top three. You can just call me Jethro. I'm 26 and single. I'm out here trying to fuck more bitches.
Yo, niggas is wild.
He a reckless 27-year-old.
I said when I hit 100, I'm settling down and finding a wife.
How old is he?
He's 26.
You ain't fuck 100 women by? All right, cool.
He said 100?
Yeah, he said when I hit 100, I'm settling down and finding a wife. I'm a little more than halfway there right now. He said, I meet a lot of women, and I put up a lot of numbers, but that always doesn't translate to pussy, naturally, right? The problem is that it seems like I always end up spending a grip when I go to take these girls out. For instance, Memorial Day weekend, I went out three nights, spent a few $100 between food, Ubers, drinks, etc., and ended up fucking two bitches. That Sunday night was the worst because I spent the most and blacked out and didn't get no motherfucking pussy. But I guess going 2 for 3 ain't really bad, you know? My question is, what are some ways that I can still get a lot of bitches and not spend as much? I mean, I know you gotta pay to play, but I just feel like I could be more efficient. I feel like Russell Westbrook right now.
I feel like Bird of Magic or something. You know?
This is our man Jethro.
We feel like one of these ball playing niggas. I'm looking at Jethro. Jethro, you're gonna have to keep paying, bro.
I could lead a game, but if I get out the game,
they're gonna love me, man.
Yo, look.
Yeah, Jethro, you're gonna have
what's his real question, though? Like,
he's wanna know.
How he get more
he
pussy?
He wants to know.
Without spending as much, bro?
Yeah, he wants to get more bitches without spending more
bread. Well, obviously the girls that you looking at, they want to go places. So you either have to lower your standards.
Yep.
Or you got to make some more bread. Now, get another job, get a promotion, get some more bread. You're going to end up spending more bread regardless. So you're always going to be in that same place as I spend more bread. But don't look at it as you spend it on them. Look at it as you spend it on yourself.
Mm.
You're not taking them out to eat because they want to eat. You want a company when you eat.
Talk about it.
So pick where you want to eat. If you know your price point, don't try to spend too much bread. That's my advice to you.
I like that.
What about you?
Okay.
What about you?
Okay.
Grow up. Grow up. We chasing numbers? I guess at 27.
I'll be real with you. You're a late bloomer, my guy. Yeah. I wasn't chasing numbers at 27.
I'll chase numbers 21, 22, 23.
Maybe before that. 18, 19.
I'll definitely chase numbers at that point.
No, but I'm saying like 19,
chasing
18.
Chasing numbers
like,
at 20.
No, when I was in college, I might have been chasing numbers.
I ain't even going to hold you. I don't have no good advice to you. You going to probably react, but yeah, bro, this is kind of corny.
I fuck with your energy, though, because you really want to... Nah, he really...
I don't. This shit, like, I fuck with you. You just overtly...
You want to get more... I get it.
Yeah, but you going to need... Like, you need that... You...
a nigga with this type of mentality.
He just needs a mentor, bro.
Bro, girls sniff niggas like him out all the time. We have homegirls that do it. He is a Vic.
Yeah,
he is a Vic. We know girls that would run him to the bank, and he would deserve it because you out here looking dumb. You 27, my nigga. You supposed to focus on something else, my nigga. For real, this shit not. That's some real shit. Like, I ain't even trying to make fun of you. Like, you focused on the wrong thing right now. Like,
damn, nigga, shut this whole shit down.
Who?
You.
Yeah, it's quiet for that. It's quiet. I'm not even gonna entertain that shit. That shit is quiet for
Jesus
that.
Christ. Okay, we got another one. We got one more. This one is
niggas love trying to make me the bad guy. Yo,
bro, before they get on to the next letter, I'm just gonna tell you now. If you're gonna fuck these hoes, for all this money you spending, you better be fucking them right. Don't be giving these bitches half ass.
Yeah, you can't.
Don't be giving these half ass.
If you paying top dollar, you gotta give them the whole dollar.
But I'll keep it a bug with you. If you was really putting it down like that,
you probably wouldn't have to spend. Word of mouth, bread. Nigga.
But all right.
But we talk about
you'll learn about that when you get older.
Anywho, the next one.
How does 30-year-olds know?
Yeah, when you hit the third floor.
Wait.
You almost there.
You close. You in the elevator.
Go close. Yeah, you definitely.
Let us know when you're in the lobby. We'll come get you.
Wow. Dirty bitches.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anyway, this next one. Hey, guys, you can call me Britt.
Hi, Britt.
I was wondering if you could clear something up for me. Okay. So I was in a situationship with
lit,
this guy.
Lit.
It was very up and down.
Of course.
On and off.
Yep.
Mostly it would end with me getting fed up and leaving because he always seemed to have another woman on the side who he treated better than me.
Sounds like most situationships.
Yep. Each time I would leave, he'd stop talking to me. He'd stop talking to these women and do all these cute things that sucked me right back in.
Celebration.
All right. This happened about 5 or 7 times until.
Okay.
Until one day I got so fed up with him that I went off on him, and at this time he hit me, and this time he hit me with the block. I was kind of happy considering I was too weak to walk away from him completely.
Go off, King.
Turns out he went back to his ex.
Go off, King.
And at that point, I decided to let him be happy because clearly I was unable to make him happy.
Go off, King.
I was crushed, but I'm turning my pain into motivation, rebuilding myself. Next thing I know, I'm unblocked, and he's doing little things to be noticed again, like posting things only I would get. No, I wasn't stalking him. We have Twitter mutuals, but after I seen I was unblocked, you know, I started looking. LOL. So. I messaged him. He claims he...
Go off, King!
He claims he... He claimed he unblocked me because he didn't want to have any hard feelings. This didn't sit right with me, so I said, F it. Just keep me blocked. There's no point in looking back.
Go off, King!
A few days passed. Me and this guy actually work together, so sometimes we cross paths.
Skip through that lane!
He is hitting him with the fillet. A few days passed. Me and the guy work together, so we sometimes cross paths. And he ended up going out of his way to be seen by stepping in front of me just to say hi, forcing me to look at him. It's so hard to look at someone who has traumatized you and making eye contact, bringing back bad memories. I guess my question is, why won't he leave me alone? He knows I'm still healing, and even though I'm hurting, I made the decision to show love, respect, and understanding this time. He knows I don't want a friendship and that I'd rather him just leave me alone completely. I've told him multiple times to just leave me alone. I've tried being mean. I've tried being nice. What does this man want from me?
What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
By the way, he doesn't seem to want sex and he doesn't hit on me. How do I get this man to stop engaging with me completely? And I thought when a guy does or tries or does friend zone you, they disappear. Then come back wanting sex or something. He doesn't want sex, and if I try to flirt, he shuts it down. You think by that reaction?
Oh my God, go off, King.
I'm so confused. None of this makes sense. Oh, Britt.
Let me see what Britt look like.
Oh, my.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute. This old boy.
Homeboy work at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow. Wow. But I was going to say Five Napkin Burger, but...
You going to give them that? Where are they from?
I don't know. They just ain't
say. They don't look like they got Five Napkin Burger where they
from. All I'm going to say... All right.
Oh, Jesus.
First and foremost, your mental and emotional wellness is your only priority.
Talk first. About it.
So, wondering what other people's intentions are and all that shit, none of your business. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
What you're probably dealing with is a class A narcissist, somebody who just wants the power to know that they can have your attention when they want it. So what you have to do is be very intentional and very overt with your mental and emotional wellness and keeping this motherfucker out of your life. If you say you're over him and don't want anything to do with him or whatever he's bringing, then DMing him about why you're unblocked or blocked should be none of your business. It's none of your business. You should not even know you're blocked or unblocked. It shouldn't faze you. Maybe you should block him. And you telling me that you're not strong enough to do that, I'm not hearing that. So it's either Uchi Wally or one Mike. You either want your mental and emotional health and you want to heal or you don't. And you want to live in this perpetual state of purgatory. It's up
come
to you.
Come on, my nigga. Go off, king.
What
is
that? Oh, my God.
What did you just say?
Perpetual state of purgatory.
Damn, that was a line. That was a T.I. line the other day.
Ooh.
Ooh. That was good.
Listen, dude,
I like your style.
You got to figure this out.
You got spunk.
You got spunk, kid.
You got moxie.
You got moxie, kid. I like the way he fights. But yeah, Britt, that's all. That's it. Like, this nigga not... He's doing whatever he wants and because you allow him to do whatever he wants. So,
yep.
You know, keep your dignity. Stop flirting with him if you say it's done. Like, if you make the decision, and once you make the decision, live with it. Point blank.
That's the hardest part, but yeah, you got it.
I'm going to also say this. He's just fucking with you. The fact that he keeps hitting you up and I know. I'm chiming into what you said. Can I not do that? Listen here, mouse. Say my 2 cents before the fuck I get up out of here, you heard? You should have kept him blocked. How about that?
That's the thing, she never blocked him. She should have blocked him.
Yeah.
If you want to be done with that bad.
I'll say this as well. You know, you got to keep your mental health and I'm playing. I'm not going to repeat that to you again.
Y'all niggas are so childish.
No, honestly, on some real shit, the biggest thing here is understanding what you want. Simple as that. If you do want him, don't be afraid of what he's doing or try to block it. Like, approach him about it. Like, listen, my nigga, either we doing this or we not doing this. And keep it a bone. Like, figure out where he is, because if he's not there, then leave it be. There's no need to pussyfoot around it. There's no need to flirt and all of that shit to try to gauge. Keep it a bone. Y'all have been through enough. Like, yo, is we doing this or not? Because if we not, I need to know so I can go my own way. And if we are, then let's do it. But that's on you.
But she has to be, what's the word? Vocal.
Yeah.
If you're not vocal, it's never going to happen. You still want him. He doesn't want you. Let it go, baby girl.
Let it go. Let it go.
So at this point in time, what we're going to do is step into my corner.
Hey.
Ooh, that's what I like to hear. Are we putting the theme music on there?
Yeah, it's gonna be there.
Yeah, of course. I like that.
It's gonna be there.
Fly right, he's about to find you a lover. Fly right, he's about to find you a lover. Hope you understand. So baby, come to the corner. We canoe the land. Canoe the land.
Like that.
The theme music is fire.
OD, shout out. So it says, hi, Ryan. Hi.
Hi.
Yo, I'm annoyed.
My name is Bree, and I'm 23.
Mm,
that's a bar.
That is a
My
bar.
My name is Bree, and I'm 23. Bang.
Bet. I live in Houston, Texas. I love girls.
H time.
I already know she's fine.
H time.
Her name Bree?
Bree.
23. And she from Houston.
H time, boy.
H time.
She said, but I'm young. She said, I'm from Texas, but I'm young and have no kids, so I don't mind relocating.
I may be young, but I'm ready.
Yes, sir. I'm a college graduate.
That's working good. Homie.
Working right in my imagine field. That. Hey, it's my corner.
Sorry.
I'm a college graduate working in my field. I have my own apartment, car, and a 401k.
Go ahead, Queen.
I'm mature for my age, so I know what I want and won't settle for less.
Come on, son. I stand for a queen. So here are
pictures. I stand a queen.
I stand a queen. I'm ready to see her.
I knew she was fine.
Look at the lashes.
I knew she was fucking fine.
Look at the lashes.
She got the lips. She got the lips.
But dude, she got a... I need to see her teeth. What's her teeth?
Hold on. Wait. Go up. Oh, white toes. Okay.
Good white toes. White toes.
Heard you.
Nice and skinty.
Nice skin. Good skin. Oh, yes. Nice.
Come on.
Okay. I'm thinking.
Hold on. Read that bottom part. Don't leave that out.
Don't leave that out. Don't do that.
What'd she say?
What she said.
And if they look like Ryan, that'd be perfect as well.
Boom. Shotgun.
Okay.
She shot the
Ryan
shot.
Ryan, you can do something with that?
She shot the shit good.
Out. Nah, this is the corner, man. This is for the fellas out there. You're a very attractive woman, or young lady. I think I'd be too much for you at this point in your life.
Talk about it. Tell us you ain't ready.
If you fucked with me, you would move, and then you'd be mad about how you moved.
Mm.
Rent is very high where I stay.
And so when you single and when you single to, and got a five, you'd
have
rent.
To you would have to take out that 401k.
You gotta take out against that 401k.
A little earlier than you wanted to, but let me see. I will be posting your picture.
Yep.
Please, when you hear this, DM me and just say who it is, so that way I can talk to you, because I don't think I have your Instagram, because it's not on here. Then I'll post and then we'll get in the corner. You live in Houston. I actually do have one of my best friends. He lives in Houston.
Hey.
He's in law school.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Okay. The God.
Yeah.
The
God himself. You know. I might throw that shit away, or you know, somebody else can tag along and they can join in and chime in on the conversation.
Yeah, if you guys think you're a good fit for Bree,
yeah, yes.
Hit the canoodle corner, show you said Ryan Levin, you know, you got to go through the rigorous screening process.
But when you do this, when you do hit me up, I will then post your picture on IG and we will figure it out. I will definitely find you a man, because you really don't have nothing really wrong with you that you said. I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, that means
you hot as shit.
She's from Houston.
She didn't turn around. I don't think you got the fatty. You nice. You a little skinny, John.
You a little skinny, John.
Yeah, but she might have a sneaky butt.
She might have a sneaky butt.
Yeah.
She got the good little lips.
She definitely got nice lips.
She got the lips.
She got good skin.
Good skin. Good skin. All right.
I'm worried about her teeth. She ain't smiling.
So you can, when I get your IG, I hope you smile.
Please smile.
But if
please
not,
send a picture of us smile.
Since you got the 401k, that means dental is hitting.
Included.
So you might as well, you know, do your thing. But yeah, that's my corner.
Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah.
Since you're already there.
I'm here.
Health tip.
Yep.
Brush that tongue, ladies and gentlemen. Brush that tongue. Because we were speaking about teeth. So I'm trying to say, brush the tongue.
It's
not just the teeth. It's not the teeth that be stank.
Sometimes
it's everything.
Okay.
Woo. But I'm just trying to say, brush the tongue. Advice.
Matt, what's your health tip of the week?
Health tip of the week. Once a month, if not more, because I know all of us lead crazy lives. All of us running around doing whatever we're doing. Ryan be in and out of Africa, you know, doing gigs.
That's definitely healthy.
Bookings and all of that stuff. Mouse is getting flued out so much you would think he's a city girl.
It's a city boy summer, because all the city girls.
About it. All the city girls. Wifed up, mm-hmm. Young Miami, seated up.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your savior?
Is this your queen?
Is this your queen?
Cardi B.
Ooh.
Seated up, all right. Married.
All right.
Who you gonna listen to, Janae? fuck around. Janae gonna have y'all in trouble.
Shout out to Janae.
In a situation, shit, confused.
Wow.
Janae is okay. Fire.
What I will say is, because of everybody's very, very hectic, busy schedules, I implore everyone, it would behoove you.
So he could get away with all this, right, Ryan?
Yeah, only reason why, because you had the whole, your sentence was elite.
Yeah, your sentence was elite.
Your sentence was elite.
I'm not even.
Yeah, I'm going home, bro.
Message.
I'm not gonna lie.
Elite.
I implore all of you guys to take a day for yourself. And when I say take a day for yourself, like really treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Mm-hmm. Everybody deserves a me day, like a day to. My mom calls them mental health days. It's really a
Mima.
Day. Shout out to Mima. It's really a day to kind of just get you to literally, if you want to lay in bed all day, do that. If you want to get up and go get your nails done, hair done, feet done,
massage, please take care of your dogs.
Go do that. If you really just want to lay in a bubble bath all day, get out and lotion yourself up, queen, you do that. But I need everybody to take a day, literally a day, and make sure that in your mind, you know, this is my day. Like, I'm going to take as long as I want. I don't have anything else to do. Like, take a day for you, please. It's necessary.
I like that.
What's your health tip?
It is them summer months.
Talk about
here.
It.
It is. I know the actual summer day hasn't started, but it is summer.
Mm-hmm.
When's the actual summer day?
I don't know.
June 21st, I believe.
Well, we're close. We are closing in on that date. I need y'all to respect the heat. It is now the weather where the middle of the back gets sweaty. It is mandatory 2 showers a day weather.
Yeah.
I want you to adhere to that. And I want you to oblige. Okay?
At least carry some wet wipes or something. You got to get yourself out here being
nasty niggas and women. It is it's not going to work. Yesterday's shower is not going to work in this weather.
It's not.
And you're talking to somebody who loves a yesterday shower. But it is 2 showers a day mandatory weather right now.
Nigga said he loves yesterday's showers.
Like, I love being able to be like, oh, nah, shower yesterday. I'm good. I could get out of here. Your day move, like.
It's hot out. If you're in New York, especially, it is humid, bro.
Like, it's humid. It's sticky hot out.
It's 2 draws a day weather.
Yo, you gotta, you can't be in the same. Yo, if I see you and you sagging and I see one pair of drawers and I see you later on that day in the same pair of drawers, I'm blocking you, bro.
It's over.
I'm blocking you, bro.
It's over.
Ladies, if I see the same bra in the same day and I see you at multiple events, I'm blocking you, baby. It's over. Don't talk to
you
me.
You block, baby.
Now, how we getting out of here? Oh, that GTD, that guy.
That motherfucker GTD.
Make sure. Y'all loving it. We told y'all we knew. Listen, you know my favorite thing about it going live?
What?
Was the fact that everybody's been saying, oh, the guy next door did what they needed to do with that playlist. Yeah, we know what we're doing.
We know what we're doing.
Man, I did it on time, but we did it at the right time. You already know.
So, Ryan. What are you dropping on the playlist this week?
I'm a tag with my light skinned brother, Chris Brown.
Okay, okay.
And I'm gonna take it back.
Okay, okay.
Way back.
I'm way
gonna
go back.
First album.
Wow, okay. Ooh. Love that album.
Shit.
And I'm gonna go popping.
Popping. You got it on and popping.
I'm not gonna do the remix though.
Wow. No Wayne.
Nah, I'm lying.
I was stuck. I was
say
like,
what your name is.
Oh yeah, that bitch, girl.
You got headed.
Uh-huh.
Can I go with you, girl? You got that look in your eyes. You look like you give your boy a good old time, and I'm on it, girl. That's right, I'm on it, girl.
Shit. Now you did right.
All right. What about you, Matt?
You know, I'm gonna go with the good God, the good light skinned Nigerian brother.
Come on.
My brother.
Rotimi?
Yeah, I'm going to my brother, Rotimi. I wanna put on the joint Legend. The first song on his project, Walk With Me. Legend, it's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. It's a little more tempo, but it's a vibe. It's one of those genres.
Like you know for a fact it works.
You had sex to that already?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You say that like you know for a fact it works.
Did you have sex to it already?
Just answer the question, Mac.
for the Nigerian brothers around the world.
Answer the question.
I did.
I already knew you did. You're a dirty duck.
I did have sex to the gentleman. It was good. Thank you, Rotimi. Thank you. I hope that later on this year I can provide all of my brothers with the same ammunition to use upon their ladies.
Well, we are waiting for you, brother.
We are waiting for you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, God.
For you to put out the music.
Yes, sir.
The music team.
What about you?
No guidance. Chris Brown dropped a fire record.
Okay.
Chris Brown dropped a Chris and Drake.
Who?
Chris Brown and Drake.
Oh, I don't know her.
Wow.
Drake? Chris Brown. I don't know her. Chill out.
Wow. This is a light-skinned community.
Wow.
Matter of fact, not right now. I don't know him now. Cause
I don't know her.
All right. Well,
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know who y'all talking about.
But I do know as far as the Chris Brown No Guidance record.
Yes.
Things were done that needed to be done.
Okay.
It's an amazing song.
Okay.
How do you not play
What song was that again? Till they hear you.
No Guidance.
Okay. There we go.
Heard you.
Play it. Just keep playing it and 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 keep playing it.
That's dope.
Cause how can you not?
Cause how can you not?
But yeah.
Sorry.
Whoever was the young lady on the record that he put on there, kudos to him.
Dope.
Never heard of her before.
Dope vision.
But
wow.
Yeah, that was cool hearing her for the first time.
Oh, you're crazy, but it's okay. I can't deal with that.
Right, where the fuck did they find this, yo?
Everywhere. Spotify, Apple, anywhere you can listen to your podcast.
Talk about it.
If you want to call me, I can play it on the phone for you, hey, but I won't give you my number unless I like you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But... yes, you know the. I'm doing Mouse's Lines now. Yeah. You know, you can subscribe, comment, you know, everything. Guys Next Door 123 @gmail.com.
Yep.
If you want to go in my canoodle corner, you know, it's good. If you want to just listen later, sign up, do that. And we good. I'm Fly Ra.
My name is Mac Wilds.
That was funny.
And I don't know what the fuck Ryan just did.
That was funny.
And I'm Mouse Joe.
He's dying over there, ladies and gentlemen. We are the guys next door.
That was trash.
Yo, the nigga Ryan just ran through everything. Yo, we'll be here.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.